Illegal alien, freed into U.S., convicted of beheading patriotic legal immigrant woman who changed name to America. By John Binder on May 17, 2023. An illegal alien, released into the United States in 2012 from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody, has been convicted of beheading 55-year-old America Mafalda Thayer, a legal immigrant from Cuba. Alexis Sobreit Vilters, a 42-year-old illegal alien from Cuba, was convicted of first-degree murder for beheading Thayer with a machete in July 2021 in Shakopee, Minnesota. Sobreit Vilters was supposed to be deported a decade ago, but ICE agents were unable to obtain travel documents for him. Thus he was released from ICR custody on an order of supervision in 2012. The conviction means Sobreit Vilters now faces life in prison, a sentence that Thayer's 42-year-old son, Charles, is hoping for. Thayer was the girlfriend of Sobreit Vilters at the time of the murder. "My mom never deserved to have this happen in the first place," Charles told the Star Tribune. "This monster deserves to be put away for life." At the time of Thayer's murder, eyewitnesses called 911 after Sobreit Vilters left her lifeless body in the middle of an intersection. According to eyewitnesses, Sobreit Vilters was driving by in the car with Thayer when they saw him get out, go to the passenger door, and begin swinging what was later identified as a machete. Eyewitnesses said they saw Sobreit Vilters throw something into a nearby yard before pulling Thayer's headless body out of the vehicle and leaving her on the street. An eyewitness took video of the incident and police said the footage shows Sobreit Vilters beheading Thayer before driving off and leaving her body in the street. When officers later took Sobreit Vilters into their custody, the illegal alien said he had been in a long-term relationship with Thayer. Sobreit Vilters told police that the two were on their way to court when she said she wanted to end their relationship, and he allegedly admitted to murdering her with a machete because she had gone too far in wanting to break up with him. "Thayer had worked at MyPillow, founded by Mike Lindell, and her friends said she changed her name to America after legally immigrating to the United States and becoming a naturalized American citizen." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.